This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Turkey's foreign minister says U.S. President Donald Trump has told his Turkish counterpart that Washington is working on extraditing U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. He's accused of orchestrating a failed coup in 2016. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Gulen, who denies any involvement in the failed coup, has been in self-imposed exile in the U.S. for the last two decades. While Turkey has long sought his extradition, Trump said last month he wasn't considering sending the preacher back. That's because the U.S. is trying to get Turkey to ease pressure on Saudi Arabia over the killing of a Saudi journalist in Istanbul. The murder of Jamal Khashoggi was also brought up by Turkey's Çavuşoğlu on Sunday as he criticized the response from European countries.
And many European countries who are promoting the freedom of media, freedom of the expression, are closing their eyes.
The U.S. Senate on Thursday delivered a rare rebuke to Trump over his support for Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who it blames for Khashoggi's death.
77-year-old Gulen lives in Pennsylvania. Protesters are occupying dozens of traffic roundabouts in France, even as their economic reform movement appears to be losing momentum on the fifth straight weekend of demonstrations. Eight people have died in incidents tied to the movement, mostly from traffic accidents linked to roads blocked by protesters. The Yellow Vest protests started in November against fuel tax hikes, but have morphed into a general expression of anger at the French government. The United States says it welcomes actions Pakistan is taking to promote a negotiated solution to the war in neighboring Afghanistan. The acknowledgement came one day after Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan announced his country has arranged the next round of Washington's peace talks with the Afghan Taliban scheduled for Monday. This is VOA News. At least two Rwandan civilians were killed and eight injured when attackers set fire to three passenger vehicles in the southern Nyamagabe district, which borders Burundi. An army spokesman said in a statement they are pursuing attackers who retreated into a mountain rainforest area. The attack highlights continuing tensions between Rwanda and neighboring Burundi and Congo. Officials from around the world have agreed upon rules to govern the 2015 Paris Climate Accord after 2 weeks of UN climate talks in Poland. Patricia Espinosa is the executive secretary for the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. She says they have been able to put together a strong set of guidelines.
These guidelines relate to the way that countries will be reporting on the commitments that they have made in order to reduce their emissions, adapt to climate change, and also how countries will be providing support to developing countries in order to step up their ambition regarding climate change.
President Trump has said the U.S. will pull out of the Paris Accord. However, that cannot take effect before November 2020. Airlines in the United States expect to fly 2.5 million passengers a day for the holiday season. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The trade group Airlines for America predicts 45.7 million passengers will take to the air between December 20th and January 6th, the Sunday after New Year's Day. That's 5% more than last year. The airlines say they've added 143,000 seats a day since last year, which they hope is enough to meet demand. The busiest flying day is expected to be December 21st, the Friday before Christmas, the quietest Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Warren Levinson, New York.
Canada's detention of a Chinese tech executive is not just a Canada-China story, but more broadly concerns the economic and political competition between the U.S. and China. The U.S. government alleges that Meng Wanzhou, who is the daughter of Huawei's founder, helped the company dodge sanctions on Iran. Paul Evans is an expert on Asia-Canada relations at the University of British Columbia.
Showing the delicacy of the Canadian position caught between Washington and China on a trade battle, on a technological battle, on a broader geopolitical competition.
Meng is currently out on bail, awaiting further extradition proceedings. Ranil Wickremesinghe has been reinstated as Prime Minister of Sri Lanka. Mahinda Rajapaksa, former president, had replaced him not long ago, but Rajapaksa resigned on Friday. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.